It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. My name is Jackie. Very happy to say on the show with us this evening, once again, we've got a nameless ghoul from Ghost. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm really excited to see you. Grammy Award winning. I mean, how awesome is that? I know we've had a chance to talk since that happened, but still, like, does it blow your mind?
Every day. I woke up this morning cheering.
You were like,
no, it's great.
Cheering.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yes. It's a big thing, especially from where we are from. It's, it means a lot.
Awesome. And congrats again on that. Ghost recently released a new EP. It's called Popstar. It's out now. Square, you know, when Square Hammer came out, and I like how it seems to be sort of a new thing with bands to just sort of like, hey, surprise, we have an EP out and here's a song. Boom. And the song came out and it was like, it's different and it was like, it's very unique. And I think it's doing quite well for you. Do you guys make a conscious decision as you continue to, you know, create more music to, you know, evolve? Or are you like, this is our sound and this is what we're sticking with?
Being main songwriter, I tend to want to write songs that will complete our live show. So it's almost like a double perspective, where on one hand you have to make you have to write a record, an album or a collection of songs, downloadable in a certain order, that will be compelling and tell sort of a story or have a certain dramaturgy. But what Square Hammer is definitely an example of, I guess, myself and us as a band, you know, you pick up on the vibes, needing a straighter song, basically. Mm-hmm. Ever since we started touring 6 years ago, we've always opened up with the opening track of the album. And every album has started with, like, this weird... upsped waltz prog number, and which is great, fine, it's fun, it's cool, but you want to run to the hills in there as well. And that's why I guess he sort of when the embryo of Square Hammer came up, which was just that riff, and that's how it started. I basically hummed that into my phone.
Oh wow,
it sounded probably exactly like that. I think I still have the file somewhere.
Square Hammer from Ghost on Whiplash. Square Hammer from Ghost on Whiplash. A Nameless Ghoul with us. Such a great tune. I mean, definitely stands out. Talk about what it's like when you're writing a song like that. And you mentioned earlier about recording the melody into your phone. I'm sure you do that quite a bit. How do you go from that to what ends up being the song?
In my head, it said immediately, like, oh, it's going to be some sort of passenger. Basically the same riff almost throughout the song, the whole song. You cannot have a riff like that and surround it with, like, this 20-minute epos. Journey, it just had a quickiness to it, and that's why I was just like, yep, let's just make this a really, really, really straight song. Let's make it one single track, because it arrived too late for the Meliora anyways, but right. It still sort of fell into the same thematics. So it's a good thing to release a song in the middle, and that will revamp the whole. I hate to say, like, say this album cycle, but definitely on from our touring point of view, where we've opened up with the way more complicated Spirit for a year, and then all of a sudden you have a Square Hammer, so you being on tour does a lot of things to a band. That's why I honestly believe that most bands go through a similar thing. That's why, you know, the most anal sort of Puritans of metal always complain about bands getting bigger, but what's usually happening is that, you know, the club band that does a record or a couple of records being a club band, and then they grow into bigger venues, they normally go for a more commercialized sound. Commercialized or commercial doesn't necessarily mean that they write songs only to sell records. It's basically you want to play music that works well with a bigger crowd, like physically. And you want it to sound good in a big room. you know, that's, I'm sure that's why Black Album sounds different from Injustice for All, because all of a sudden they were playing these big boomy arenas.
Yep.
And when you play, you know, I love hearing Battery, or I love hearing, you know, their trashiest songs ever, but Enter Sandman sounds way better
and
an arena.
Bigger.
Yeah, it sounds way bigger.
Totally.
So it's a just a natural way. You hear that on Maiden as well. You know, as soon as they started getting bigger, the songs got straighter and it just worked better in a bigger environment.
It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket and Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us on the show tonight. The Pope Star EP is out now, and we're talking about the song Square Hammer. The video really shows every side of the band. Would Ghost be possible without your obvious sense of humor?
Not live. I mean, there's also differentiation there between we in my world is a clear divide between our live show and our like medial presence or and our actual records. So our records are usually way more serious. They're a little bit more in script, sort of.
Right.
Whereas all those songs sort of get in thrown into a new concept in the live show, where we mix all the things together, and then it's a little bit more. It has a different drama to it. So I don't think that we will ever. I don't think it would be good if we didn't have a sense of humor in the show. That wouldn't fly.
A Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us. Quick break. Coming up, music from Suicidal Tendencies. Also, new Avenged Sevenfold. Plus, I'll give away a Ghost Pope Star EP. It's all coming up on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jacket and Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us this evening. We're talking about the new EP. It's called Pope Star, and it's out now. And it covers the Eurythmics and Echo and the Bunnymen. What makes a metal audience respond to Ghost playing pop music?
I mean, so far, I think that the majority of the comments that I have seen, I should say, I sort of shut off pretty quickly. I usually follow, like, the first day, just to get, a feel or, get the gist of this is sort of what people think, and then I just stop. But so far, it seems like, I mean, if there's one good thing about modern ways of consuming music, I must say that people are generally, across the board, a little bit more open-minded. People listen to songs more. That's the bad side. I mean, I want people to listen to albums. I want everything to go back to 1984. But I, you know, that's like, if I can't do that, I think that at least the good thing about it is people are generally a little bit more open-minded when it comes to music. Whereas in the past, when you had to choose your records, you chose what you were a little bit more Trumpish, you know. So you went for what you knew and didn't question a whole lot. So I don't think, I've never felt like we were getting stick from our fans. But if you go on Blabbermouth, you will always have some.
Of course, well, that's what
smart person sitting there and say that everything is gay.
Well, I think it's rare that the comments are like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I think that people who comment on, you know, certain sites think their job is to be a music critic without actually getting paid for it.
Right. Yeah, that's the magic of the internet.
A Nameless Ghoul from Ghost is with us tonight on Whiplash. I've got new music for you right now from Avenged Sevenfold, who managed to keep a pretty big secret till pretty much Thursday, when they did that special show on the roof of the Capitol building in Hollywood. It's a pretty fun event. It's Avenged Sevenfold. This is The Stage on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jacket with a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost on the show with us tonight. And Ghost albums have been, they're thematic. The last one, Meliora, was about the absence of God. Do you already have an idea for the overall theme of the next album?
Yes.
And I'm not going to tell you.
No, well, I mean, let's just say that it's a continuation of Meliora, but it's sort of a response where I've used the word pre-apocalyptic on Meliora. Mm. It's sort of the height of, you know, civilization. It's a symbolism for, it's, you know, just look at the cover. It's like sky risers and everything. It's, you don't even see the ground. It's all covered in built materia. And obviously there has to be an end to that. So there will be a call and, you know, call and response.
Okay.
And the next album will be the response to that. So if there was an absence of a god, there might be a return of a deity.
Interesting.
Which usually comes in horrible forms. So it will be a darker album.
Have you had this sort of vision of where you were going to go from record to record to start with? Or are you doing this as you go along?
Both.
A little both.
A little both. I mean, in the beginning, it was, you know, a little shooting from the hip. I mean, just making the songs for the first album was... I had no idea where it was going. But then as it materialized to nothing, from nothing to something, in the sense that all of a sudden we were a touring band and, wow, this is a job, but apparently. Then obviously you quickly need to, like, reassess. And, you know, I think that there were... Even though I'm immensely proud of the first album, I guess that there were a few things on there that had I known beforehand lyrically, some of the things that were said in there was going to be resulting in material that you were going to play potentially for the rest of your life, it might have looked different. But that's why I'm glad that we never knew. The album came out of a purity,
right?
And a naivety that is, obviously you cannot fake. But then obviously as soon as you know, Infestissimum was starting to you shape up your writing a little. And with Meliora, it was definitely more of a, there was a point that was way more like a, this is basically how I want to describe or the mindset I want to have people put in.
A nameless ghoul from Ghost with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Ghost EP is called Pope Star, and it's out now. I want to give away a copy to caller 20 at 800-955-KLOS EP, furnished by Concord Music Group. More with A Nameless Ghoul coming up, plus music from Iron Maiden, Guns N' Roses. It's all on the way.
Scream for me, Brazil!
It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with A Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us. And we were talking about the live show earlier, which is obviously tremendous. What's different about the way that you think about writing music, knowing that theatrically will ultimately be added, like, to it on stage?
Yeah, I think with thoughts on what we just spoke of earlier, I definitely think you get way more aware of how to write in the most, for a listener, compelling way, and from a performing point of view, the most gratifying way. I think that some of the stuff written for, especially Infestissimum, actually, and jumping from Infestissimum to Meliora, there was a few elements that were, we have never been like a guitar band. I am very much, even though I'm a guitar player, I am not necessarily, I don't regard myself as just a guitar player. I've always been interested in composition. I've always played the drums. I've always liked playing bass. I always like tinkering around with keyboards. So when I write a song, I write everything. Like, this is exactly how every part is.
Right.
Which sometimes ends up being like the short straw for the guitar part. I mean, I can give you examples of songs that are not necessarily fun to play from that point of from that instrument. Like Mummy Dust is a great song to play on drums, cool song to play on bass. It's a little bit weird to play on guitar because it's like an open string thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just do, there's not a lot of playing. But on Infestissimum, there were a few things there that it's like, this is not really fun to play. It's not necessarily fun. Just like your 10-year-old self wouldn't find this fun to play the way that I find, I don't know, a Metallica song to play fun. And that in mind, a lot of the things written for Meliora was done and written with the intent of being fun to play. And that I like to keep, to think more about that. And because we wanted all the instruments on Meliora to be easy enough for a 14-year-old to learn, but hard enough for them to want to spend some time trying to master.
Right.
But they're at least simple enough so that at least you, if you are somewhat skilled, if you have somewhat of a talent and you practice, you will learn it. Where, obviously, if you're an Yngwie Malmsteen fan, you will probably always stand in his shadow because he will always play it better or faster. I guess, I mean, that also says a little bit about my level of playing. I'm a little bit more jack of all trades. I can play everything quite okay, but I'm not really good at anything, at any instrument. But I can write songs, so that's my strength. But that's important for me, and that I will never lose that, because I mean, in that sense of, I want it still to be compelling to the drummer listening to this, that I want it to be interesting, and I want the bass player to feel, you know, the home bass player to feel that, wow, this bass is really inspiring me to play and learn more things, but without going like Les Claypool all over the place and, you know, having to make them, you know, enroll for jazz school.
It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie with a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us. The new EP is called Pope Star. It's out now. And talking about the anonymity of the members of Ghost, your anonymity is perfect for pulling pranks like twin siblings pretending to be each other and things like that. How have you amused yourselves like that?
No, I don't think it's funny at all. It's just a nuisance. No, it's...
I'm sure it's difficult sometimes to keep that going.
Right. From a practical point of view, of course, it would be more convenient to just be a normal band and you can just put a fly on the wall, as they say, and just let it happen. Mm-hmm. And just be yourself. And everything nowadays is about content. Content, you listeners, means online chatter about clips, news, a picture, anything that creates likes and comments. Content. If we were a so-called normal band, we can just create 20 posts a day, just filming what we just ate and how it looked when it came out. And, you know, we're here now, we're doing this and all the sort of, you know, unnerving, sort of hysteric things that most people do. From a personal point of view, I'm very happy that we're not, or at least I am not personally doing that. I have no Facebook, I don't have Twitter, I don't have Instagram. I have an old Hotmail address.
Oh, old school, I like that.
Yes.
Hotmail.
And, you know, I managed to sort of dodge the whole...
social media thing.
Yes, which I'm happy that I'm not. Obviously, I live in a world where that surrounds me, so I know...
You know what's going on.
I know what's going on, but I don't follow it.
I'm sure there's something that's really healthy and awesome about that.
I think it's... I definitely think that... there's definitely a backside to the modern world of social media. I think some people that didn't have a social life before probably might have had magical things happening to their lives, which I fully bless and condone. You know, absolutely. If you were a sad person before and now you have a social scene, absolutely fantastic. Information to the people, right, great, fantastic. But I know so many people that are so unhappy.
Yeah, it's sort of like because consuming, and it ruins marriages, I think.
It ruins a lot of things. So for I think that for the majority of the people that used to have a somewhat working life situation in the past, I think it I don't think we know yet the downside of this, and it's part of we think of conveniences as something that helps us, but the more conveniences that we bow for in our lives, you know, the less purpose we have as persons. I mean, you know, Uber is great, but Uber will suck if Google is going to make self-running cars with Uber.
That is
Uber
a scary thought.
So, and that is just one micro, or that's just one example of how we, you know, we dive headfirst into conveniences that ends up biting us in the ass. So
we've got a nameless ghoul from Ghost with us. Pick up the new EP, Pope Starts, out now, and you guys are going to be doing this tour and then going back to work on the new album early next year.
Yes.
Awesome. Looking forward that all to all that is to come with Ghost. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
I want to give away one more copy of the Ghost Pope Star EP. Caller 20-800-955-KLOS. You'll get a copy furnished by Concord Music Group. Thanks again for tuning in for the Halloween edition of Whiplash. You can find me on Twitter at Full Metal Jackie, and of course check out the Whiplash page at 955KLOS.com. Gonna leave you off with another tune from Ghost. This is Ritual on Whiplash 955KLOS. See ya.